With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a U.S. journalist has spent 1 year behind bars in Russia on espionage charges. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich has marked a year behind bars in Russia after his arrest by Russian authorities. Guards take the American journalist from the notorious Lefortovo prison in a van for the short drive to the courthouse. The proceedings are always closed. His appeals are always rejected, and his time behind bars is always extended. Gershkovich was arrested on espionage charges a year ago while on a reporting trip in Yekaterinburg. I'm Karen Chamas.
Former President Donald Trump attended the wake of slain NYPD officer Jonathan Diller on Thursday afternoon in a Massapequa Park funeral home. The former president says police officers must be shown more respect.
This is such a sad occasion. The only thing we can say is maybe something is going to be learned. We've got to toughen it up. We've got to strengthen it up. This should never be allowed. Things like this shouldn't take place, and to take place so often.
His campaign sought to contrast his visit with President Biden, who's also in New York for a celebrity-studded fundraising extravaganza with Democratic former presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. Greg Clugston has more.
The president already has a significant cash advantage over Donald Trump in their race for the White House, and Joe Biden is set to add another $25 million with a star-studded event at New York's Radio City Music Hall. Tonight's event features celebrities, musicians, and two former Democratic presidents, Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. The massive fundraiser comes at a time of persistently low poll numbers for the incumbent president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 47 points, the Nasdaq down 20. This is SRN News. Texas takes on the pornography industry.
The state has filed lawsuits against Multimedia LLC and Hammy Media, accusing them of violating a statute that requires that all porn sites operating in Texas verify that their users are at least 18 years old. State Attorney General Ken Paxton says, quote, "In Texas, companies cannot get away with showing porn to children. If they don't want to comply, they should leave." Pornhub did just that when faced with a similar lawsuit. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life groups in Croatia are urging the government to ban abortion. There are regular vigils outside clinics and marches that draw thousands. Abortion is legal and generally available in Croatia, but in 2003, doctors were granted the right to refuse to perform the procedure. That has resulted in many women traveling to neighboring Slovenia, where abortion laws are more liberal. This is SRN News. A truck driver has been convicted in a deadly 2022 Colorado crash.
Police say Jesus Puebla was going 76 miles per hour on Interstate 25 north of Denver when he hit slowing traffic going less than 10 miles an hour. His truck hit an SUV and killed a family of five headed home to Wyoming after a birthday party. The victims included two parents, two grandparents, and a three-month-old girl. The crash also injured another driver. Puebla was convicted of five counts of vehicular homicide, as well as careless driving and driving without a valid commercial license. He testified that he tried to downshift to slow the truck down, and his attorney had argued that his company was at fault for putting him in a truck with brakes that weren't working. The victim's family members said they were relieved by the verdict. I'm Jennifer King.
Top Massachusetts officials joined with former Governor Charlie Baker to announce a new initiative aimed at tackling the public health harms associated with sports gambling among young people. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.